Well, this morning we have two folks with us with the Cook County Broadband Commission. Paul Harvey chairs the commission. Dana McKenzie is the county's information systems director, and she serves as administrator for the Broadband Commission. And we've asked you in because probably nobody really knows what the Broadband Commission does, but we'll be interviewing a number of commission members over the coming months in an attempt to put that into focus for folks because, as most people know, there's a lot of broadband going on out there, but you're not doing that exactly, are you? That Arrowhead's the one that's digging the holes. So what's the role of the commission?
Well, let me start by telling you our mission is to enhance the economic and social vitality of Cook County through the strategic adoption of broadband technologies. Now, that sounds kind of wordy, but the broadband technologies is where it actually gets general. Mm-hmm. That can mean the infrastructure, the fiber that you see coming up the road. It can mean the applications, the resources, and the data that actually run on that fiber.
What I'm getting is that the commission's job is a little bit broader, the whole digital scene and how you use it once you got it.
Right. That's the best way to say it.
Okay.
You got it. And I would just add that while we're not part of the group that's digging the holes right now, this group was convened back in 2007. Right. And they actually did the preliminary work, all the data gathering to support the application that got us to this point. And so after it was clear that Arrowhead was definitely the group to put the wires on the poles, the commission sort of transformed into the group paying attention to how do we best leverage this investment that we as a community and as a country made, is how can we put it to work for our community.
When they talked about broadband, well, even a couple of years ago, when it was just on the table, you know, well, I don't know how I'm going to use it, you know, and I don't know what I can do with it. And so, as I understand it, the commission has a number of objectives with a lot of goals. But for the moment, in general, it's kind of like making available the tools and the services, for one thing.
And to that point, you know, we don't know everything that's available in the future. That's the exciting part, is that we want to position ourselves for what is available. But yeah, the whole world of trying to get digital and the projects and the platforms are the things that we've been involved in lately.
I would get into the little bit more details because then it's clearer
sure.
what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 18 to 24 months, we were able to secure a $100,000 grant from the Blandin Foundation.
That's pretty
and the
tangible.
Federal government. And that allowed us to fund 8 different projects around the community that we work in with individual organizations to help them figure out how are we going to apply this tool. For instance, we've been working with the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic about using iPads in their waiting room for filling out forms and enhancing their website so they can communicate with the community better with their website. We've worked with the Historical Society to help put records online. Well, right now we've got one of our commission members who's working with the school, and they just were successful in getting a grant to get iPads into the school, and so we're going to learn about that.
That's a PCs for People program?
No, that's something different. That's another neat part of what we're doing is, so we're building this wonderful network, and we're starting to create haves and have-nots, people who do have access to this wonderful next generation of information and technology, and those that don't for various reasons, either through education or they can't afford the equipment or the connections. The PCs for People program addresses that.
Obviously, businesses see this as a big deal because they can now do business at cyberspeed instead of dog sled, which has pretty much been the rate in the past. But in terms of the average individual person that isn't part of a business, I mean, what kinds of, is there training? Is there an aha button that the commission is working on so that people understand how this can work for them?
Yes, training is something we're taking very seriously, mostly in coordination with the higher ed facility. We've done some basic, where's the mouse, what's the mouse type of training so far. And that's to evolve, you know, later into more specific business needs and personal needs.
Something that I just kind of ran across one day when I was up at Boreal, and that's peace of mind.
Cool project. Again, our focus is on looking at an area of our community and seeing how can we take it to the next level with broadband tools. And one of the peace of mind is a group of dedicated folks that involve the clinic, our hospice care folks, the Healthcare Foundation, Public Health and Human Services, Boreal, and our commission. And what they're working on is how can we create a system where we can put devices in people's homes that aren't ready to move out of their homes yet, but with a little bit of assistance that will help them do something they want to do, which is stay in their home longer. And it's just neat. Right now they're working with clients who, they live here. They don't want to leave this beautiful area. Their family is elsewhere, and they're a little nervous about them staying up here by themselves. So we can put this technology into their homes and help everyone feel more comfortable about the fact that that person is staying longer in their own
home. I would assume that this is dealing with people who are probably not very adept at any kind of internet, broadband, digital, this sort of thing. So you're talking about training and basics. Imagine that's going to enter into this too.
Yes, the application itself tries to lean toward that, you know, just very touchscreen type orientation and English words and not tech words. And that Peace of Mind project is a great example of our kind of our underlying foundation is that we are trying to find a catalyst to sustain the kind of lifestyle up here and not to interfere with it.
I've noticed our kids don't have the same opportunity that an awful lot of other kids do because they can't do their homework online.
Which obviously gets to the reason for the Arrowhead Network, and actually we're actually getting to the point where our institutions have good connectivity themselves, but beyond their borders is right. Where our gap is.
Yeah, they can do it in the classroom, but they can't take the stuff home and do it because they don't have that kind of access.
You bet. And Jay, as you're aware, I'm also on the Governor's Broadband Task Force, and that's one of the areas that we're spending a lot of time focusing on because the schools are getting to the point where they are exploring the ideas of flipped classrooms, where the kids actually go home in the evening, and that's when they listen to the lecture that's available, streamed to them over the broadband connection, and then they come back into this classroom to have the discussion and the dialogue and the debate about what they watched at home. Obviously, for that to work, we need to have universal access.
Sounds like we all got a lot of learning to do.
Absolutely.
Dana McKenzie and Paul Harvey of the Cook County Broadband Commission, thanks for taking time to come in, and we will talk with you all again, I'm sure, in the future.